Steve Jobs has been the subject of movies and books, but his complicated life and the ubiquitous objects he left behind also turn out to be the stuff of opera. 10 years after Apple released its first smartphone, the story of the genius behind the company comes to the stage of the Santa Fe Opera tonight. Naomi Lewin reports in the premiere of The Revolution of Steve Jobs.
Mark Campbell is one of the most prolific librettists in contemporary American opera. But as he recently told an audience at the Guggenheim Museum, not everyone thought this project was a good idea.
I've had a number of socialist friends of mine saying, why would you write an opera about Steve Jobs? He was the worst capitalist. And they'll say, reach in your pocket, you probably have an iPhone there.
The idea came from composer Mason Bates, and though his librettist was initially skeptical too, the 40-year-old Bates was convinced he'd found the right subject for his first opera.
Steve Jobs' life was complicated and messy. He had a daughter that he didn't acknowledge for many years. He had cancer, you can't control that. He was, while a very charismatic figure, quite a hard-driving boss. And his collisions with the fact that he wanted to make everything sleek and controllable, yet life is not controllable, is a fascinating topic for an opera.
Rather than creating a chronological life story, librettist Mark Campbell says the two collaborators opted for a fragmented narrative to reflect the man and his machines.
Steve Jobs did have a mind that just jumped from idea to idea to idea. It was very quick. And we wanted to tell an opera that is also very quick, that jumps around.
The Revolution of Steve Jobs shifts back and forth in time over the course of 18 scenes, and Bates created a different sound world for each character. Since Jobs played guitar and spent much of his time dealing with electronics,
Steve Jobs has this kind of busy, frenetic, quicksilver world of acoustic guitar and electronica. His wife, completely different space of these kind of oceanic, soulful strings.
Other characters include Jobs' partner Steve Wozniak and the Japanese-born Zen priest Kobunshino Otogawa, who led Jobs to convert to Buddhism and served as a mentor for much of his life.
Kobun, the spiritual advisor, has an almost purely electronic world with prayer bowls and process Thai gongs.
What did you expect? Simplified doesn't mean be selfish.
As often happens when his compositions premiere, Mason Bates will be seated among the orchestra musicians playing a pair of laptop computers.
Yes, they are Macintosh. No, I'm not sponsored. And I'm triggering sounds, I'm actually playing rhythms, everything from electronic beats to the sounds of early Apple computer gear to processed prayer bowls.
The opera's structure reinforces Jobs' notion of connecting the dots by looking backwards. And the set echoes his creations, says the opera's director Kevin Newberry. After a prologue in the iconic garage where Jobs' ideas first took shape, the garage walls explode into 6 moving cubes with screens, which look a lot like iPhones.
We're doing something called projection mapping, where all of the scenic units have little sensors so the video actually moves with them. We wanted to integrate it seamlessly into the design because that's what Steve Jobs and Apple did with the products themselves.
Jobs' sense of design was enormously influenced by Japanese calligraphy, including the Enso, a circle that depicts the mind being free to let the body create. Mason Bates says that also figures in the opera's title, The Revolution of Steve Jobs, with the capital R in parentheses.
Of course, there's the revolution of Steve Jobs in his creations and his devices. There's also the evolution from a countercultural hippie to a mogul of the world's most valuable company. And there's the revolution in a circle of Steve Jobs as he looks at the Enso, this piece of Japanese calligraphy, and finds that when he can kind of come full circle, he reaches the kind of completion that he sought so long in his life.
A life marked by a struggle to find the balance between life's imperfections and the drive to create the perfect thing. For NPR News, I'm Naomi Lewin.